I appreciate the opportunity to be with you this morning, and we know that you're all our friends, and that's why you're up so early. Wait, won't, want are themes that came from a study that we're going to tell you about, and their barriers to healthcare is perceived by various medically and socially disenfranchised communities. It's part of the first phase of a larger study called Electronic Self-Management Resource Training to Reduce Health Disparities, funded by the National Center for Minority Health and Health Disparities. And the aim of our project was to identify themes from the individual's perspective of what gets in the way of getting what they want or need to manage their health care. And recruitment and sampling, we started with flyers posted throughout the community, and we had slower than what we hoped for recruitment, but we noticed that ads in laundromats worked really well because people were sitting there with nothing to do, and they read the ads and they called. And so our team sat around and go, well, where else do people sit around and just stare? And we said, in public transportation. So we said, let's put ads in buses. And we learned a little trick, and it may not be the same in every community, but in our community, we paid for ads in 185 buses for 1 month. And near the end of the month, they wanted to know, did we want to pay for the next month and the like? And I said, no, we'll let it go. Well, we learned something. That, at least in our community, the advertising company that manages the signs in the buses doesn't run around and take them down until someone pays for another one. So 12 months later, many of our signs were still up. Actually, next week we're putting up a new sign. But for paying for 1 month, we got ads on 185 buses for a year. So that was really exciting. And the interesting thing is it's been very successful at getting people. They made a very simple ad. They picked up the phone, called us, and we recruited a lot of our subjects that way. We're going to report on data from 11 focus groups from African American, Hispanic and Latino, LGBT, and Russian immigrant communities. We initially selected these groups when we were writing our grant because we tried to think of who might have the greatest negative experiences in healthcare in our community, and what might be the widest range of experiences. And we approached this believing that these groups would have different experiences. We had 28 women and 32 men in these focus groups. In discussions with people and observations, we're aware that around 12 of these folks could have participated in multiple of our categories. So they're identified here with the one they chose, although many reported that they fit several of our categories. We collected data actually out in the community. We held three of the groups in churches, three in coffee shops, two in community centers, and three in public libraries. And we learned a lot here as well because our second phase involves an electronic intervention where people use a touchscreen computer and some things. And we found that people liked coming to the public libraries, where in our community they have a large community room that we could reserve ahead, didn't cost us anything, had free Wi-Fi, had great parking for those who drove, and they were all on great bus routes, including the biggest snowstorm we had last year. People came three buses from the far side of the city for one of our events and made it there and got back home. We go, well, if the community is willing to come to these places, we need to go there. Don't pay real attention to the wording here. We couldn't find the three questions we asked, so we grabbed this from the transcript, and in one of the groups I go, boy, we didn't even speak English with the first question. But we asked people, first, what it was that they perceived got in the way of getting what they wanted and needed to manage their health. And when people no longer had a response to that, we went on to think of a time when a visit with a healthcare provider went really well. Who was there? What was happening? Tell us about that. And finally, we asked if they had one wish to improve interactions with health providers, what would that be? Our analytic strategy was we used Atlas TI, starting by assigning in vivo codes. And we did this independently. Three of us took all the transcripts and coded them, and we merged them. And that was an interesting experience, but it was very useful for us. to see how closely we came to identifying themes within the transcripts. We reconciled them and then grouped them into more abstract axial codes, and more recently we found kind of a middle level that we'll tell you about as well. Once we did that, we held additional groups, group sessions in the community to invite participants in and report the themes to say, is this what you told us? And they validated that, and we're actually kind of excited that we heard what they told us. Broadly, and I'm going to go over what these words are. I'm going to walk over here a second.
These are the themes that came from the transcripts. Our definitions, one of the things we realized is if we weren't careful when we looked at the transcript, the next time we defined it differently, so we wrote a definition for ourselves. The way we want, we're going to talk about are out here, and the more we've looked at them, we've decided some of those have smaller subgroups, so that within want, there are two subgroups within won't, two subgroups, within want, three subgroups, and we'll tell you some about that.
We looked at what was related to waiting, and when we talked about wait, won't, and want, these are both the positive and negative valences of those words, and that took us a long time to wrap our heads around. Won't had more things that people wouldn't do. When we look at, let me back up a second to wait. Waiting had to do with waiting to get an appointment. Once they had an appointment and they showed up at the clinic or whatever, waiting for the provider. The next thing was waiting to have diagnostic testing done. Then waiting for results. Then maybe waiting for what's the treatment going to be after that. So that this long history of waiting. And something that we found that across all our groups, there were very little differences. In fact, we were very surprised at how common the responses were, except around the meaning people made of waiting. They all talked about waiting, but two groups that were more the Russian immigrant group and the Hispanic Latinos who were immigrants versus those who were second or third generation made it clear that waiting was an issue, but it didn't have the negative connotation that it had for all the rest. And our meaning of that was they were used to waiting. That was part of their life. They waited. And while waiting got in the way, it wasn't as upsetting as it was for most of the rest of our participants. Won't was interesting. Won't, we had 274 quotations. They won't participate. And it had to do with, that might mean they won't adhere to a treatment regimen, they won't engage, they won't follow through, and they won't tolerate. And that involved being angry, frustrated, perception of being treated differently and the like. And an example of this is we had a man who lived about two blocks from a local community hospital. And he was very, very clear that should he be having a heart attack and dying, he'd rather die in the driveway in front of his house than to go to the local community hospital because of how he had been treated there. And that if he couldn't make it to somewhere else, just let him die where he was. So people were very, very adamant about what they won't do. And it's actually why we've added the exclamation point. Want, as you can see, there's a whole lot of things around here about want. When we looked at the 955 quotations, they fell into four categories. Some things about the system, healthcare system, we'll look at that in a minute. And then they started to fall into things that were what's, hows, and outcomes. The what's were provider behavior and actions, how was the relationship with the provider in the process, and an outcome that was important to them. The system characteristics, and we've listed these here, the numbers from our perspective are just the numbers of times that the quotes came up in the transcripts. They aren't necessarily more important because they occurred more often because we may have had one very verbal person. Something with a lower end might actually be as important or more so, but they wanted access to providers. Choices was huge. Efficiency and quality. In provider behavior, they wanted to be informed. They wanted providers who cared about them, who followed through, who helped them understand, not just tell them, but come to some shared meaning, who listens to them, and they didn't want to be referred around to a lot of people. They wanted whoever their healthcare provider was to be the person who coordinated things for them. What they wanted in a relationship or processes were fairness, to feel comfortable and safe. Something that came up over and over again is a little bit of humanness, open communication, privacy, a lot about the approach from the providers, sensitivity to the patient's needs, taking me seriously while the N here is only 7. When you listen to the emphasis in the tapes, you can hear that this was clearly important to folks, and they were also interested in trust in that relationship. The outcome, they want to be known, and a couple of my team members are in the back of the room. We had a meeting last Friday, and we're sitting in a local coffee shop talking about some of this, and I jumped up and screamed and was pointing out the window, and they go, what? And a city bus was going by because I presented this locally. One of the local hospitals picked up on this and says, do you want to be known or something? Share your story with us. And I go, they're picking up on some of what we've been telling folks. But they want to be known as a person so that if you know my situation, we might negotiate something that will really work for me versus you're just telling me what to do and maybe I am a shift worker and that won't possibly work. And then you scold me the next time I come in because I didn't follow through with what you told me to do. And another thing is had to do with either goals or interests that the individuals had. An exemplar that pulls a bunch of it together, I've seen it happen too many times, so I don't accept anything because I know what I want. I know what I need, and if they try to give me anything other than that, then we have a problem. Was one of the quotes, and this is an African-American man with AIDS and hypertension. So what we've done in looking at all this is heard what people don't want. I'll give you a little preview of where we're heading next. As we've talked about this within our group, we also noticed that while the focus groups were going on, we saw people kind of getting the attention of the people next to us, them writing notes to each other. So we tried to find out some strategies that they were using, and what they started to tell us is strategies that they can use to get around the wait, won't, and want to achieve what they want. And we're building an intervention now on strategies that they were telling each other, secondary purpose for us, to see how we can support a structured communication to help people get what they want. Ready?
You're good.
She's handing me a note going, you got 2 minutes. And it's like, it's early, I need to keep going.
Ask for questions.
Any questions? Yes.
What does humanness mean?
That's interesting, but people said, because we came up with this, again, from the in vivo quotes, from what people told us, and we were trying to sort that out. They go, I want some humanity in the relationship. There needs to be some humanness. It's language that came from the people, and I think what they meant was I didn't want to be treated like an object but a subject. When you look at the other language near where this appeared in the transcripts, we believe it's treat me as an individual, interact with me as a real person, like I'm not a patient. Yeah, go ahead. Yes.
Up when it was like treat me like an individual patient, not a case.